welcome to the Astroholic Explains, exploring the universe one question at a time with Dr. Alfredo and Chris Carpinetti.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Astroholic Explains.
Welcome.
I am going to dive right into today's question, query, not so much conundrum, but I have a pondering.
You have a pondering.
I do.
I've used one at a thesaurus on the word question.
Mayhaps. So, we not too long ago watched a documentary called Goodnight Oppie, which was lovely, and you should watch it if you can.
Yes.
All about the rovers on Mars.
Spirit of opportunity.
And there were some moments that weren't so much moments as entire seasons where the rovers could not move because of these massive windstorms across the red planet.
Dust storms,
but yeah. I mean, powered by wind, like the wind was blowing.
They're dust storms, and that's what ultimately killed them.
It did, which is very sad. It does set me wondering, what if we were to use the winds of Mars to potentially power the rovers? Is that a possibility? Then the thing that killed them would actually continue to give them life, effectively, you know what I mean?
Okay, well, Spirit and Opportunity, they were solar powered, and...
which, yes, obviously there's going to be more solar power on Mars, but...
The density of the atmosphere, Mars, is about 1% of Earth's. So think that it's like a dust storm there. It's not hitting you with the same strength. But there was recently a study on wind power on Mars.
Ooh.
So I shall say, let's get in touch with the researcher and ask about powering things with wind on Mars. We're joined by Dr. Victoria Hartwick to discuss some of the issue with generating powers on other planets in the solar system. Dr. Hartwick, is a pleasure having you with us. Thank you for joining us, and can you please introduce yourself?
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Dr. Victoria Hartwick. I am an employee at the Bay Area Environmental Research Institute, affiliated with the NASA Ames Research Center here in California. I got my PhD from the University of Colorado in the Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences Department. My focus was on the climate of Mars, of present day Mars. Specifically, at that time, looking at how the dust cycle operates and how you end up with dust lifted from the surface due to winds. Potentially sort of a logical, but maybe a offshoot of that research was looking at the potential for wind power on Mars, utilizing the tools that we had to study dust storms. And this was kind of a fun project that developed out of a collaboration with some Earth wind turbine experts and Mars experts at the University of Colorado and here at NASA Ames.
That's fantastic.
That is awesome. Absolutely perfect to answer our questions.
So I'd like to dive in with a bit of quite a straightforward, simple question, but myself as a non-scientist, technically, would like to know what powers the winds on Mars?
You know, that's actually a great question, especially for Mars. A lot of times when we think of other planets outside of Earth, we don't think about their weather and their climate. And Mars has an active weather cycle. And what I think is really interesting about planetary science as a field is that the factors and the physics that controls the weather you experience on Earth is really the same as the physics that controls the weather on Mars. So what causes winds on Earth? The fancy term is like thermal pressure gradients or baroclinic gradients. What that means in practice is that the sun heats the surface, but it doesn't heat the surface evenly. So some areas get hotter or colder. Maybe there's ice or snow on the surface. Maybe there's topography, or a mountain or a slope or a crater. And those differences in heating change the pressure, and winds blow from a high pressure area to a low pressure area to try to equalize it. So that's the same process that has on Mars. Mars has a really complex topography. It has snow and bare rock, and it has the same seasonal tilt as Earth. So you get these big kind of prevailing winds that respond to the differences in the temperature and pressure between different hemispheres.
I think you just explained wind in a way that I never got that in school. I never understood exactly what was being said. So thank you very much for that right from the start.
So we know there are winds on Mars enough to create global dust storms, but what does your research tell us about how we could potentially use that wind energy on future Mars missions?
Yeah, this was exciting and unexpected project because I guess wind energy has sort of been disregarded historically as a potential source of energy. And that makes sense because the atmosphere of Mars is only about 1% the atmospheric density of Earth. So there's not a lot of force behind these winds. You can get 60 mile per hour winds on Mars, but the amount of force you'd experience if you were standing outside in it, it's not the same as Earth. It might be like a nice spring breeze. It's very gentle. So we weren't sure if the winds would actually be strong enough to start the turbines turning and generate power. And we also just didn't have a lot of measurements of the winds on Mars. We have about 5 locations that we've had measurements. Many of them were plagued with problems. And what we were able to do with this study is to try to look at a global evaluation of wind. And we used a global climate model, which is just a fancy computer that generates and recreates the entire planet. And we could look at the winds at every single location and see how fast those winds were, how long those winds blew, and feeding that into a turbine, how much energy would actually be, or power would be generated from those winds.
Awesome, thank you very much.
So when you're talking about turbines, are we talking about ones that would be roughly the same sort of size as the ones that you get here on Earth? Because initially when Alf mentioned about these turbines on Mars, I was like, oh, okay, so if they're going to be using the power generated by wind turbines, could that hypothetically be like tiny little ones that you could put on top of rover and it would just have this constant source of wind energy and it wouldn't have to hibernate in dust storms, for example? It could just use that to carry on going.
We actually looked at that. We looked at turbines of various scales. We looked everywhere from what you call like a micro turbine, something that you'd put on a boat or a yacht or a like a camper van, to a household size, something you might have in your backyard just to power your house, all the way to an industrial scale turbine. So something that's expected to power cities. The realism of how getting some of these turbines to Mars is a question for the engineers, and I expect them to be very creative in their methodologies to reduce weight and utilize some of the resources available directly on the surface of Mars. But to answer your question, these very small turbines are useful depending on what you want them to do. They're not going to generate a lot of power. So a micro turbine wouldn't be something that would power your entire human mission. But to your point, if you wanted to just keep the battery or the clock ticking on a scientific instrument or a rover, this type of turbine might actually be able to do it, particularly during like a global dust storm when the solar power is greatly reduced, but the winds are actually stronger. So one of our experiments was to look at the Opportunity rover, which was a solar powered rover that died during a global dust storm. And using just this small turbine, it was able to maintain just enough power to keep that clock ticking, which would, in theory, potentially allow it to start communicating back with ground-based operations. Can't promise anything, but it was an interesting result to look at.
That is absolutely fascinating. And also I'm a big fan of Oppy. So just thinking that if we'd known this we had prepared for this, we could have saved it.
Too late.
Yeah, I think it's too late. But
well, we definitely know how to pull on heartstrings when we think about these rovers. We want to keep them going as long as possible, for sure.
Yeah, it is fascinating the fact that it was supposed to be there for 90 days and went on for like 15 years and counting. But is there any plan to actually test wind generation on Mars? I know that a Mars mission takes decades from planning stage to everything, but are you maybe considering doing some proposal, etc.?
So when we came up with this research, what we really considered it was a proof of concept to look at if there's energy available to be extracted, and then invite the broader community to try to figure out the best way to do it. And the result of this study found that there is wind power in a lot of locations that could be utilized, and a lot of locations that are really interesting from a scientific perspective, from a historical and habitability perspective, from a resource perspective, that had previously just been put off the table because of the availability of solar power, for example. But this is not something that has currently received a lot of attention. So there's not active plans to develop a wind turbine for Mars. There are people in the community thinking about it. There's some really creative Earth-based turbine engineers and planetary engineers who are thinking about ways to reduce weight, to get these turbines to operate better in low pressure environments, really cold environments, dusty environments. But one of the things I'm most excited about this work is to see what people can do with it, because engineers are smart and they can come up with some really amazing things.
Awesome. Thank you very much for taking the time and talking to us about your research.
Thank you.
It's super interesting. Thank you.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to talk to you both.
Thank you so much to our special guest for all of those amazing things. That was so interesting, and I'm quite glad that my proposal is not entirely impossible. It's a potential.
It is a potential. I think it's very, very interesting.
As a smart win.
A smart win. I'll definitely give you a gold star.
Yes.
And on that note, thank you for listening, and tune in next time with more fantastic queries, wonderings, conundrums,
musings.
Musings.
Till next time.